This is KVPR. I'm David Ouse. Welcome to Young Artist Spotlight. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of Kay Bonner and the Bonner Family Foundation. In this season, we're going to the concert halls to showcase the Valley's finest large music ensembles, groups we can't fit into our studios. We opened last week with a performance of youth orchestras of Fresno's Fusa Philharmonic from a concert in Fresno. This evening, we'll join them on the road at Disney Hall in Los Angeles. Founded in 1950, the Youth Orchestras of Fresno encompass three orchestral ensembles serving 260 young musicians from throughout Central California. For more than a decade, YUF has also held an intensive two-week summer program geared towards serious young players who engage in group rehearsals, master's classes, individual lessons, all with highly accomplished faculty from across the country and overseas, culminating in a couple of ambitious performances in Fresno and Los Angeles. Youth Orchestras of Fresno are led by Executive Director Dr. Catherine Marchese and Musical Director Dr. Thomas Lowenheim. Tonight we'll hear Dr. Lowenheim leading the Fusa Philharmonic Ensemble from the summer of 2023 in a performance of Shostakovich's Symphony No. 11, also known as The Year 1905. This was part of a concert themed Music of Ecstasy, whose program also included works by Joan Tower and Alexander Scriabin. The title of this symphony, The Year 1905, recalls the start of the First Russian Revolution of 1905. It's an almost cinematic work, often described as a film score without a film. Enhancing the score's vivid narrative is the inclusion of nearly a dozen 19th and 20th century revolutionary songs, which would have been well known to Soviet audiences, unlike anything Shostakovich had done in his previous works. The piece is composed in the traditional four-movement symphonic structure, each with a title explicitly describing the story to be told. We begin at morning in the Palace Square. Though things seem calm and peaceful, an undercurrent of foreboding segues into the 9th of January. Gunfire erupts from the snare drums, explosions from the bass drums and timpani, marches and fanfares from the trumpets, and violent glissandos in the low brass conjure the horrors of which Shostakovich had so frequently heard his father tell tales. As the chaos subsides, the revolutionary march, You Fell as Victims, serves as the basis of Memory Eternal, a heartfelt lament for those lost in the struggle. The finale is labeled as Tocsin, an alarm bell, and invokes three revolutionary folk songs, Whirlwind of Danger, Rage, Tyrants, and Sparks. Let's listen now as Dr. Thomas Lowenheim conducts the Fusa Philharmonic in their performance of Dmitri Shostakovich's Symphony No. 11, from a concert recorded June 22, 2023, at the Disney Hall in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concert recorded June 22nd, 2023 at Disney Hall in Los Angeles. That was Fusa Philharmonic, the Youth Performance Ensemble from Youth Orchestras of Fresno Summer Music Academy. Dr. Thomas Loewenheim led the Fusa Philharmonic in Dmitri Shostakovich's epic Symphony No. 11. Thank you to Youth Orchestras of Fresno Executive Director Dr. Catherine Marchese and to Music Director Dr. Thomas Loewenheim. Thanks also to all the Fusa Philharmonic student and faculty performers for sharing their artistry and passion. And above all, our endless thanks to Kay Bonner and the Bonner Family Foundation, whose generosity makes this program possible. For KVPR, I'm David Alse.